Title: Headroom for Mastering from Scratch for Pyratradio Energy in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build a drum and bass mix that feels like pirate radio. Loud, forward, clipped in the right places but with real headroom so mastering can slam it later without the whole thing folding. This is an intermediate mixing lesson in Ableton Live, and the main goal is simple. You're going to finish with a pre-master that, with no master limiter, peaks around -8 to -6 dBFS at the drop. Then, you'll also have a monitor only make it feel like a broadcast chain you can turn on for vibe checks, without committing it to your export. Because indeed NB, loud isn't just turning up a limiter. Loud is controlled peaks, strong average level and smart density. That's the Pyratradio trick. It feels pinned, but it still punches. Let's start from zero. Step 0. Project setup so headroom becomes easy. Set your sample rate to 44.1 or 48k. Either is fine. Just don't switch halfway through a project. Set tempo to the classic zone, 172 to 175 BPM. If you're using loops, turn warp on. For breaks, beats mode is usually the move. Complex Pro can sound cool, but it's also a fast way to smear transients, and transients are basically your loudness currency in DNB. Now set up groups early. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music group for pads and stabs and atmos, an FX group, and vocals if you've got them. Color code them. Keep your peak meters visible. Headroom is a visual sport. You want to see what's happening as much as hear it. Now step 1. Build your headroom baseline with gain staging from bar 1. The fastest way to lose headroom is starting hot. If you start hot, you'll spend the entire session turning things down, compensating with more compression, then more saturation, then more limiting, and suddenly the mix is loud but flat, harsh, and weirdly small. So here's the rule. On every new audio or MIDI track, drop utility as the first device in the chain. Make this a habit. Set it to around -10 to -12 dB. That's your default trim. And I want you to feel how this changes your whole session. When you add layers, you're not instantly slamming the master. You're leaving space to shape. Some practical targets as you build the drop. Kick peaks around -10 to -8 dBFS. Snare peaks around -10 to -7. In a lot of DNB, the snare is the biggest transient. Your drum bus can peak around -8 to -6. And your master, with no limiter, by the time the drop hits, should be around -8 to -6. You're not aiming for quiet. You're aiming for room to make aggressive decisions on purpose, instead of by accident. And here's a teacher note. Start thinking in crest factor, not just peaks. Crest factor is basically the difference between your peaks and your average energy. Pyratradio energy usually means a strong average level, but you don't want the master to become a brick. If, with the monitor chain off, your master meter is constantly pinned near the top, you're probably overfilling low mids, like 150 to 400 Hz, or you've got too much sustained saturation happening. A quick diagnostic. Toggle one group at a time. Drums off, then on. Bass off, then on. Music off, then on. The group that changes perceived loudness the most is usually where your headroom is getting eaten. Step 2. Create a Pyratradio monitoring chain. Loud vibe. Safe mix. You want to feel the pressure while you mix. You want to hear what happens when it's glued and pushed. But you do not want to bake that pressure into your decisions permanently. So you're going to build a monitoring-only chain. Easiest version. Put it on the master and keep it simple to bypass. First, utility at 0 dB. This is basically your on-off switch. Then glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto ratio to 2:1. Set the threshold, so it's only doing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction in the loud sections. No makeup gain. If you need to adjust level, do it consciously. Then limiter. Set ceiling to -1 dB. Look ahead around 1 millisecond. And you're aiming for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction, just for monitoring. Workflow rule. Mix with it on to feel the broadcast vibe. But turn it off regularly and make sure the mix still stands up. The mix has to work without the hype chain. And before you export for mastering, you bypass the entire monitor chain. No exceptions. If you want an even cleaner workflow, here's a more advanced variation that I really recommend. Make a pre-master audio track. Route all your groups to that track. Set monitoring to in, and put your monitoring chain on pre-master. Leave the actual master channel completely empty. That way you never accidentally export through a limiter, because you forgot it was there. It separates mix from monitor in a really obvious way. Step 3. Drum headroom. Hit hard without peak chaos. DNB drums peak aggressively, especially breaks. We want slam, but controlled. The whole vibe is impact, but you can't have random spikes stealing your limiter headroom later. Classic rolling approach. break on its own track, kick one shot on its own track, snare one shot on its own track. Group them into drums. On the break track, use stock devices. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz. You're clearing rumble that you don't even want. Optional. If the break feels boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it subtle. The goal is not to hollow it out. It's to free space. Then drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20% depending on taste. Be careful with boom. Boom can steal headroom fast because it has low-end energy you didn't plan for. Transients, plus 5 to plus 20 depending on the break. If the break is too spiky, don't be scared to go lower. Transients are powerful, but spikes are expensive. Optional glue compressor after that. Attack anywhere from 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. This is about consistency, not flattening it. Now, on the drums group, this is where headroom is won. Start with EQ8 for gentle cleanup. Don't over-EQ groups. Over-EQing a group often means you're fixing problems that really belong on individual tracks. Then glue compressor, ratio 2:1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're going for gel, not squeeze. Then saturator. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is big. Soft clipping is one of the main ways you get that pirate radio density without losing perceived punch. You shave peak height while keeping the transient shape feeling aggressive. Optional limiter at the end of the drum group, but only as a safety. Ceiling minus 1. Ideally, it's catching rare spikes for less than 1 dB of reduction. If it's working constantly, you're using it as a crotch and it'll flatten your groove. Extra coach note, use clip stages on purpose and label them. Decide where your intentional clipping happens. Maybe you have a snare clip stage, a drum bus clip stage, and a bass mid clip stage. If you name devices like clip snare, you'll move faster and you'll avoid that situation where you've got three stages overdriving, and you're not sure why the mix is suddenly crunchied in a bad way. Also, Ableton metering is effectively post-device, so you can have a channel fader that looks reasonable, but the input of a saturator is being absolutely hammered because something earlier is too hot. A clean workflow is utility at the very top for input trim, and another utility at the end for output makeup that separates how hard I hit the chain from what level leaves the channel. Step 4. Bass headroom. Blitz sub and mid like a grown-up. Low-end eats headroom. If the sub isn't controlled, you don't get a loud master. You get a limiter that pumps and a drop that feels like it caves in. Make two bass tracks, sub and mid bass. Group them into bass. On sub, use operator with a sine wave. Keep it clean. You can add saturation later. Don't build distortion into the synth if you're still figuring out levels. Then EQ8. Low pass around 80 to 120 Hz depending on where you want the handoff to the mids. If you want pure sub, get rid of everything above that. Then saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Then utility. Width to 0%. Make the sub mono. And set the level with utility gain so it sits right. The target is consistent, not huge. Let it read on meters without dominating peaks. On mid bass, start with EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. You're making room for the sub. If the mid layer still leaks low junk, high pass harder. One of the biggest, why can't I get headroom issues, is the reese or growl secretly carrying low end that competes with the sub. Then add saturator or overdrive. Overdrive is great for darker DNB because it adds nasty harmonics. Then a compressor or glue if you need to stabilize movement, 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then utility to manage width. And here's the low-end width rule. Anything below about 120 Hz should be mono. If you want width, earn it above that. Sound design extra, super useful. If your reese feels huge but the master collapses, high pass the reese higher than you think. 100 to 150 Hz isn't crazy. Then add a dedicated weight layer that is not sub, like a sine or triangle around 90 to 140 Hz with slight saturation. That upper bass anchor translates on small speakers and can feel heavier than pushing true sub louder. Step 5. Sidechain the right way. This is energy plus headroom. Sidechain in DNB isn't just pump, it's space management. Set up a ghost kick MIDI track if you want consistency, or use the real kick. On sub, add compressor and enable sidechain from the ghost kick. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. And set it to groove with the tempo. Threshold so you get around 2 to 6 dB of ducking. On mid bass, do a lighter version, 1 to 3 dB. This reduces low-frequency pileups. More headroom. Cleaner limiter behavior later. Another advanced trick. If your sub loudness feels like it wobbles, put saturator after the sidechain compressor on the sub track. That way, as the sub ducks and returns, the harmonic content stays steadier and the sub reads more consistent at lower peak levels. Step 6. Arrangement decisions that preserve headroom and hype. Headroom isn't only mixing, it's arrangement. If you stack everything at full intensity for 64 bars, no processor can give you excitement. It can only give you fatigue. In the first 8 bars of the drop, don't add all layers at once. Use call and response between bass phrases and drum fills. Keep the sub constant, but automate the mid-bass intensity. Let the groove breathe. A practical structure, bars 1 to 8, main groove and core bass. Bars 9 to 16, add hats or a shaker layer, maybe an extra mid-bass octave. Bars 17 to 24, add a distorted stab or foghorn hit. Bars 25 to 32, pull something out. Negative space equals perceived loudness. Perceived loudness is contrast. If everything is maxed all the time, mastering has nowhere to go. A headroom-friendly hype trick is micro-drop moments. Like, bar 1 is full groove but one element is missing. Bar 5 you add it. Bar 9 remove the kick for one beat and answer with a bass phrase. Bar 13 add a short vocal chop or a band-limited foghorn hit. These little rests help the limiter later, because the mix isn't demanding maximum gain reduction constantly. Also, drum programming can feel louder at the same meter reading. Add very quiet ghost notes. Add short hat bursts before main hits, like little 1/32 rolls. These cues increase perceived intensity without meaningfully raising peaks. Step 7. Check your master peak and export a premaster. When the drop hits, turn your monitor chain off. Now look at the master peak. You want -8 to -6 dB FS. This audio version is shortened for playback.